Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track to all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 142, and the title is Possible Oversight. The sticky note reads, "Look out for the overlooked." Here's the story behind the sticky. Some of the most interesting and successful possibilities are overlooked, sometimes because it flew under the radar and slipped by unnoticed, but more frequently because it was thought of and then immediately cast aside as too obvious. Certainly you want to measure the opportunities you consider taking action on against what is already out there in the world and what is currently successful. You want an original idea, if those still exist, but I think you also have to weigh it against what is being done and what is being done well. Just because an idea is already out there doesn't mean it's being executed correctly. The other thing that possibility already out in the world doesn't have is you. What talents and skills do you personally bring to your projects? What else could you add to this idea, this possibility, that would make it uniquely yours? How would you change the existing concept to make it more successful? What could you do to make it scale more quickly? What could you do to make it more profitable? What could you do to make it more popular? Sometimes the obvious solutions are exactly what is called for. Big, new, sexy solutions can be unwieldy, awkward, and difficult to gain support and traction with right out of the gate. When in doubt, go with what works. You get quicker results and make a difference much faster than creating something new. Once you get those first wins to build confidence and trust in you and your idea, then start testing the things you can change to make your possibility bigger, better, and earth-shaking. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you would like to receive a free alert every time new content is published, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email alert that includes a copy of that day's yellow sticky note, the one that is drawn by hand, by me, using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. The email will also include a link to the most recent podcast episode, where you get more of the story behind the sticky, where I elaborate on some of the concepts that I can't squeeze in to that 3x3 sticky note, just like the story you heard today on this episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.